Welcome to this week's coffee break, everybody. It is, anybody know the date? What is today?
The 5th.
The 5th of July, 2020. That's right. You guys had a holiday this weekend. Happy Independence Day.
Yeah. 4th of July.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I still
like
to think about the date.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, hello. Yeah.
Well, that's okay. Yeah. I don't know when Canada Day is. So
Canada Day was, that's what Peter was referring to, Wednesday. So this past Wednesday, so I had the day off work and I was here at the studio. So right now the studio, they've got me in the corner, boys. Because it's like
not facing the corner.
I've got things that I'm working on setting up. So like I tried unpacking all the soldering tools. I found them and I threw them on a table, but they're not set up. And I realized that the tables that I have from the old studio are not going to work in this space. So I ordered a small 4-foot table to do all my soldering stuff on. So that's gonna really help. So now I got to get rid of the old curved table. You know, that big old curved thing?
Yep.
Bill, you remember because you were there, how, like, it's a pretty big table, right? So it takes up the full floor. Yeah. So, Peter, I don't have the ability to mute you today because I'm over here in the studio. No, that's okay. Just know to mute yourself when you're making noise and stuff, if you don't mind.
And especially if you have to move your microphone, you have to turn it off before you move it.
It's like Zoom etiquette, folks, and we live in this world of, like, there's Zoom meetings happening all the time now, so we need to all learn our Zoom etiquette and mute our mics when we need to.
Yeah, I also noticed that we have Mr. Owen from the United Nations here today.
Those of you who are watching this on demand, you don't see that, but we have little tags under our pictures that show our name, and Marshman today is UN Owen. So that's what.
And I was going to say his picture is frozen, but it's just come back to life.
So. Oh, there we go. Well, I should greet everybody. I've got Doug up at the top left there. I'm here in the middle at the top, and Marshman, aka UN Owen. Do I need to call you that now? Over on the right. Hey guys, Peter at the bottom left. We got Solbu in the middle, and BP9 joining us as well. Hey guys.
Hey, good morning.
I missed being here last week.
Yeah, me too.
It was kind of weird not having a coffee break, and that's because I took my wife and kids up to the cottage up north and just enjoyed some downtime. So I had no internet connectivity, except if I drove 25 minutes into town where they have like public Wi-Fi at the local park, which is surrounded in caution tape.
Sounds nice.
Doug, what have you been
up to? Didn't work either, right?
No, my well, I did have cellular service, but I don't have a data plan, so I stay off the internet when I'm up there if I can. So I needed that time away, to be honest.
Good move.
Yeah, Doug, have you been doing anything technologically fun? Well,
yes, I have three things to tell you. First of all, they're going to have me working Sundays, so I won't be able to be here next week.
Unacceptable.
indefinitely.
Oh no.
Secondly, I went wireless.
Oh, you did! You pulled a Solbu. We're going to call that pulling a Solbu now.
Yeah.
Yes, I officially pulled a Solbu and bought some Bluetooth headphones.
Beautiful.
Interesting story there. My microphone, all of the microphones attached to this computer got turned off through means unknown. I don't know how it happened. I'm running Windows 10, and one day I went to plug it in to do something, and the microphone didn't work. The headphones worked, but the microphone didn't work.
Oh, dear.
Well, there's your problem.
I thought maybe it was an issue with that corded headset that I was using, so I bought these as a diagnostic thing.
Yeah.
And turned out they didn't work either, so obviously it was the computer.
Oh.
And I did a Google search for why my microphone's not working, and lo and behold, there is a microphone setting in Windows 10 that will turn off all your microphones.
Oh, isn't that helpful?
Nice.
And let me
and
guess.
It happened. One of the automatic updates. Without any interaction on my part.
Yeah, one of the automatic updates did it. Sure.
Must have been.
Oh yeah, you don't need microphones and you want to use Edge. Sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sure. Must be. And thirdly, I have a Dell D630 computer that I was running Point Linux on, and even with that it was pretty slow.
Yep.
So I doubled the memory from 2 gigabytes from 2 gigabytes to 4 gigabytes.
Sorry, Doug, 1 second. Peter, mute your microphone, please. Thanks, man. Go ahead, Doug.
From 2 gigabytes to 4 gigabytes, and it's much faster. Loads even faster than Windows 10 now.
So you simply upgraded the RAM.
Yeah.
That's good, man. Very good.
Yep.
That's sometimes the secret, because I think what happens is a lot of times, like when you have that little amount of RAM, your computer's going to have to start swapping to the swap
it's
partition.
Doing page filing.
It's swapping. Yeah. So your hard drive is being used as temporary memory, and your hard drive is very slow in comparison.
Well, that's actually a pretty old computer, but raising the memory was a fantastic change.
Yeah, oh. That's great, man.
Cancel. Very good.
I guess computer is your call sign, eh?
Yes.
that's why I can't call them computer here at the studio, because we say computer all the time.
All the time.
Yeah. If you're a true Trekkie, then what other trigger can you use, right?
Yeah.
Well, it was funny because a little while ago, I was watching Cat5 TV, and you were doing the upgrade on your Lenovo. And you kept saying computer, and I kept responding.
Sorry, man. See? Oh, like us Trekkies love the fact that we can call it computer, but it just doesn't work.
Fortunately, you weren't ordering anything, so.
Yeah. I got to remember to do that. he's going to have to start watching Category 5 with his new Bluetooth headset. Yeah. Marshman, I saw your shirt there for a moment. Love that. Sweet. Yeah,
I need to get some more.
I'm gonna get me one of those.
You got a hole in it. He's worn his Category 5 Tech TV T-shirt to the point where it has a hole in it.
You wore a hole in it.
Done. That's a super fan right there, guys.
Impressive.
What have you been up to, Bill?
You see.
Oh, what have you been up to?
I swapped laptops with the wife. I got hers. Yeah, I got her onto a more powerful computer.
Does that mean a downgrade for you when you say swapped, or do you just mean you swapped, got her a better one?
Yeah, it's a downgrade for me, but I'll bring that downstairs and put VMware on it and run NEMS on that instead of the big monster and electricity.
Oh, cool. Oh, okay. So you're going to turn the old laptop into a hypervisor.
Yeah.
How much RAM is in there?
Right now, 4 gig, but I have 8. Sitting on the side, and I can pop in there.
Very good. Yeah. That's one thing with the hypervisors we found, eh? you don't want to get too close to the edge, because then all of a sudden everything goes down. Hey, I had that happen. My hypervisor went down this weekend because the power went out Saturday morning, about 9 o'clock in the morning. It just flashed. And so I had to come into the studio because I still haven't put batteries in that UPS. But it just reminded me, because my whole hypervisor went down. So that took down my pie hole. So there was no DNS. So I couldn't remote into the studio. My computer was off. Everything was down. So note to self.
You need to get that UPS battery in there. It's been a long time.
It has. But, you know, it's one of those stupid things where I know that I have to. I got to replace the UPS battery because it's not holding a charge. But it's not cheap. Like, these are industrial 1500 volt amp UPSs. Like, you can buy 3 consumer UPSs for the cost of replacing the batteries, but it's got to be a battery replacement. So it's kind of brutal. So it just feels like sometimes, and I've found this through the move, you guys, I think, know this, especially those on Kickstarter, that there have been a lot of these little unexpecteds that cost a lot of money. The cables to get stuff from this room into the other room have been like unbelievably expensive. My webcam right now is plugged into a $60 USB extension because it's got to be able to reach the server in the other room. Well, that's just so that I have USB in here. So, and then as soon as I want to have a Zoom interview, like on the show live, that means I've got to run audio into the other room too. So that costs like $150 for that one.
Where is the problem, promise of the wireless future, right?
Just feels like it's like, I know it's not a money pit, but it kind of feels that way when you first move in and it's like, oh my goodness, I thought like, oh yeah, we're going to just be able to just get up and running and up and going. And now it's like, holy cow, I'm just burning through cash just to be able to do basic connectivity. So that said, I talked to the contractor and I'm excited that he's got a vision for this place. And I actually pulled that guy in here that I talked about last time, and he took a look around and he's looking around and he's like, what do you do? And I start talking about, you know, we do Raspberry Pi and other single board computers and stuff. And we're trying to get more into that and soldering and stuff. And he's like, oh man, I'm a big fan of like Arduino and all this stuff. And I started talking about my thoughts about 3D printers, and you know, that's kind of a cool tech. And he actually, as a contractor, he built his own 3D printer. Like, I don't mean he bought an assembly kit with all the parts. Like, he designed and built his own 3D printer.
Nice.
So he would have to. That would mean very tight tolerances on the parts, because. Sure. You don't have a lot of room to mess around with that.
It's got to be pretty precise, yeah. Wow. But all that to say,
I must be an engineer.
Yeah, that's what it seems like. So, and he starts talking about, oh yeah, well, to cover this the skylight, we can put in like a blind system where the blinds open and close, and then run a track and plug that into an Arduino, and then I'll program it so that you just push a button and it'll open or close. And I'm like, oh, I like this guy. So it just kind of seemed like that's a good match, because like this is going to make some really interesting behind the scenes if he starts doing that kind of thing.
Is this why the fan is running in your next to you? Is the air conditioner not up to keeping the space cool when the
it
sun
wasn't.
Comes in through the skylight?
It wasn't, but that brings me to point B. When I came in to get the server back up and running, the AC was actually running for the first time since we got this place. So,
oh, wow.
So it was like 32 degrees on Wednesday when I was here. C, obviously. So that's where I brought in the fan.
I'm confused, because when you moved into the space, you said it's wonderful to have a nice managed, professionally managed space where they jump right onto.
It's all catch 22. I know. Oh, okay. It's all catch 22.
Yeah,
can
the
I
world has it? The world hasn't been perfectly managed, so
that's right. Okay, so there's two things here. First thing is, just like Bill is saying, like they're in the same state as everyone else. They're are they open? Are they closed? Do they have full staff? Right. No, it's like, and they're trying to make everything work. Plus, on that same note, like this is a massive mall, 120,000 square feet, where there's nobody working. So, you know, do they fire up the ACs and right. have everybody's units running cool when nobody is here? Like there's a restaurant, there's a restaurant in here that doesn't have a patio, so they can't be open. So do they AC that restaurant? Like it doesn't make any sense. So there's that, but then there's also, because I had to move everything in all by myself and kind of just throw everything in here, it's not really presentable. Like it's, I'm doing my best, but it's still, I would be embarrassed to have somebody come for a tour right now, because it's like boxes strewn everywhere. When I found my soldering stuff, I just kind of threw everything on a table, and it's just, it's a mess. Like it's not perfect. So I'm not at the point yet where I want to call up the landlord and say, hey, the AC's not working. Could you come over to my unit and take a look? You know? So I was planning to spend this weekend doing some cleaning and tidying and getting things set up. I've got acoustic paneling that is currently expanding on the floor, so you can't even walk in here. So like, there's that kind of stuff. So it just wasn't appropriate to ask somebody to come and take a look. So to find that they got it working over the weekend was kind of a pleasant surprise. So, Peter, what are you up to, man? Anything? How's your antenna project going?
Well, we had a couple of disasters.
We heard about that last time, yeah. But you back back on track?
No, we had a
better more. Gone.
Yeah,
not more, more disasters, Peter. Come on.
The world right now.
I don't want to. We got it all working, and and suddenly we had to do a change. Took the aerial down. I went up the ladder when the boys went away, and I checked it to the top of the tower, and there was a crack in one of the feet. So we had to go to everything off again. Oh. Cables off, the whole lot. And the worldly man should have come on Friday, Thursday, didn't come. Friday, didn't come. Coming on Monday, hopefully. And there's another world that's a bit on for me again. Because he's got a derby crackdown. As I say, what it is, it's got a triangle tower, and there's legs to stick out at the top. And then there's a thing called a head where the rotator is on, and one of those legs is cracked.
Have you got like a young guy that you can send up the tower to do this kind of stuff?
We got an old guy.
Yeah. You guys aren't meant to be climbing towers, dude. Like, there comes a point where you got to get somebody to just finish this project for you, and then you can just enjoy it.
But I keep asking for money as a poor and a lot of money.
Yeah, I know. But you know what? Your life, your safety is worth so much more than the cost of getting a tower up.
But we got it down, and I bought up a vertical on eBay quickly.
Yeah.
And try to get that to work, and it seems to try and get that actually to actually match at the moment, and sorting that problem out as well to get myself going, because a friend of mine, he used to belong to a club down in Southeast England. Where they were all very helpful and very friendly lot, unlike ones around here. Wanted to have a schedule me on 40 metres, but I just emailed him back and sort of said that give me another week or so, and I might get it sorted out.
Right.
But it just me trying to take the other aerial down as well.
Yeah. You'll have to let us know next week, Peter, if you got it up on Monday and things are working okay. But please be careful, okay?
I'm not climbing.
Good. Well, you told us that last time, and then you're like, I climbed, and everything came down.
It was only about 5 feet above the ground.
You have to take 2 steps up a ladder, Peter.
And, oh, my gosh.
And you could break your leg, literally falling off a ladder.
I used to do it.
Let alone having a 60-meter tower fall on top of you. Come on. Be careful, okay?
You know, Peter, you are nearing the age where you are to stop climbing things. You have to order people up to do things, and then you can
delegate.
If they are not doing what they're supposed to do, then you lift your walking.
I give it some anger text to work out, but then there you go, and they will do the well. But I knew it when the tower was bent over. And he was probably about 10 feet above the ground, and up at the tower that I could expect the actual unit, and that's when I noticed it. A good job I did notice it, because it caused a very bad thing could happen.
Sure. Solbu, here's how I think it needs to go down. Peter needs to make a list of the things that need doing, and he needs to hand that list to some young guy to go do it. Because I'm picturing now that you say it, I'm picturing Peter at the bottom of the tower trying to yell up at this guy. It's not going to go well. We're going to hold a megaphone to your throat.
I love FRS radios.
There you go.
Well, yeah.
But the tower's not up yet.
Or ham radios. I mean, they could have 2 meter radios or 40 radios.
True enough. You need both hands climbing a tower, though. Solbu, what have you been up to, dude?
Oh, not much. I've been. I had a cold last week, a week ago. So
it's a scary time to have a cold, dude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had a fever, and
you feeling better?
Yeah. I'm just coughing a little, so. But when I am with people, then I eat some not pills, but for the throat and
like vitamins or something.
Oh. Cough drops.
Yeah, something like that.
Or vitamin
this
C.
This is like
or something.
Charades.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's been what I've been doing.
Sounds like.
draw some pictures.
I'm just starting to. Today is the first day where almost not coughing. So.
Good man. Well, I'm glad you're feeling better. So you're not doing anything with tech these days. Taking a bit of a break.
Yeah. So just enjoying myself and watching Star Trek Voyager.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So I've watched the first two seasons. Three seasons. And I just started the first two episodes of, I think it's season four, where 709 comes along. And Kes has just left because of her changing.
Kes.
Yeah. But she did send them shortened the journey by 10 years. So.
Yeah.
Can I just break a second? I did have to repair my rig the other day as well. I took the valves out of my rig. My rig is actually a transistorized radio and.
There's very little sound on it.
He says he had to repair his rig, his radio. It must be an old-timey rig because there was a cable or something that he had to replace.
No, it was a valve problem. It was a PA valve or a bit.
A valve, okay.
And I replaced them and neutralized them again. And I went from about 40 watts to 160 watts in one go.
Quite the jump.
And guy Doug's upgrade on his RAM, it sort of made a lot of difference. The actual rig is quite reasonably modern, but the application of the valve, I am not a fan of PA, fans of the PAs, because they tend to go bang on you, and they're very expensive to repair.
So he calls valves, we call tubes here in the States. Mm. They're the glass.
Like a tube amp tube. Kind of thing.
Correct.
Like a vacuum tube.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Correct.
Yeah,
very cool. Well, you're always, Peter, you're always keeping busy with projects, and I love that.
Yeah. I always do that because if I don't, then I'll get bored.
Yeah.
I've always been active, all my life, doing things like
that. I'm constantly learning, but I'm not at your level with the electronics and stuff by any stretch. But I posted on Twitter this week because I had a chat on the NEMS Discord server with one of my users about creating a box that would connect to a NEMS server over GPIO to a Raspberry Pi. And then based on the response of a temper device, which is the temperature sensor, the USB temperature sensor, if it got too hot, it would turn on a 110-volt power outlet. And he'd have two fans plugged into that outlet. And so if the room got too hot, the fans would automatically turn on. And then if it came down to temperature, it would turn off the fans automatically. So, like, I love tinkering with that kind of stuff.
There's three pin IC with LM something that basically will give you a temperature to voltage conversion.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And you put it through an A to D converter on the fly, and you could use that.
Yeah, you can easily enough make your own temperature sensor. I just have, because I've got the USB temper device, it's just so easy. You just plug it in.
But something as simple as that can be done with an Arduino.
Arduino, yeah. Yeah, and they're so, like, so specific task-oriented. I love that.
Hmm. Speaking of the do-it-yourself project, a member of our user group, he was on TV a few years ago. He and his wife were redoing renovating the bathroom, and they wanted heating in the floor. So he had at that time he had just got a water cooled system, and he ran pipes from the water cooled PC in the bathroom floor,
Is that generating enough heat from your CPU? And is he mining?
I have no idea, but no, he's not mining. And when he have a sensor in the bathroom, and when they need some heat, there is an automatic job that is starting to compile some.
That's okay. So he runs up the CPU heat. Oh, there are more efficient ways to do this.
but he wanted to have some fun at the same time. So
that is pretty cool. I've got all that, like the thermistors and everything. Yeah, I can build those things, but I still like the temper. I still like the convenience. Peter, I got to give BP9 a chance to talk because we're running short on time here. BP9, what have you been up to, dude?
Well, two things that I've been dealing with. The first is I've taken baby steps with my Pine Time and bricked it. Well, I say bricked it, but I've taken what you have to do is you have to unlock a programming bit so that you can reprogram the Pine Time. Because as it comes locked with a software bit that prevents you from programming it. So I did that. I followed that process.
Doesn't make a whole lot of sense for a developer, Kent.
Well, I mean, it's just the way it came delivered. So I unlocked it. Then I tried to program it, but it refused to program. The process of unlocking it causes it to it means that whatever was in the memory gets erased. That's part of the process. So now there's literally nothing in the memory of it anymore. It's waiting patiently for me to figure out how to program it, but I don't have any idea. I don't know.
One of the Voyager episodes did that when they discovered a robot floating in space. It came aboard, and they B'Elanna was kidnapped, and in order to build a new one, and the new robot came along, and he asked for programming. That reminded me of that episode.
Yeah.
Watched it a few weeks ago.
Reminded you of a video you saw. What a surprise!
Yeah, exactly.
So the other thing, remember Robbie, when I got all excited because on the Pinebook Pro and the Pinebook, the little SD card, which you can't see because it's black on black, but the little SD card you just push in and pop out, and it's a little spring-loaded thing, and it just lets you remove the SD card. Well, I did a Marshman, and I had to reflash the Pinebook Pro.
Yes.
So I did that yesterday, but I messed up a little bit because I used my fingernail to push the tiny, tiny little SD card so it would release.
Yeah.
But then my fingernail slipped off. You know what happened, right?
Oh, those things fly. Those things fly.
It's a very, very strong spring on this. So I warn you about that. It flew off to the other side of the room. I have
go 20 feet if you give it space.
Oh yeah. I heard it go ding 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 onto the floor, and I thought, well, it's on the floor somewhere. So
man.
So I spent the next hour crawling around on the floor trying to
find
it.
I see a new segment on the Category 5 show coming along where BP9 is showing us what not to do.
I have a lot of those. I can tell you a lot of those.
Find it?
I did eventually find it. It took me an hour, nearly 2 hours to find it, but I did find it. So
this coffee break is just like we're going to caption this one, the things not to do.
Yeah.
Well, don't climb a tower.
I made the point about this Pine Time, though, Robbie. You know, you said don't do that. Well, you have to. You have to unlock that switch so that you can program it.
Because mine hasn't arrived yet.
Yeah.
So you're teaching me what Well, maybe not what not to do, but when you fix it, I'll be able to follow your steps.
You still have to follow these steps. It's just a little scary right now because I literally get no response out of it. But I have to, all I have to do is figure out how to program it. That's all.
He's your live wiki.
Yes.
Okay. I can't hear you, Peter. I heard BP9, but I don't know what you're saying.
At least with screws, you can get a magnet or something like that.
Been there, done that. I did that inside. I took the pine time apart.
And it's got tiny little screws in it,
which you can't even see. But
you guys know when I took
tiny
apart,
little screws, don't drop them.
I took apart the PineBook Pro recently on the show. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do. I did the same.
What got cut is that I lost like three screws and I couldn't find them anywhere. Mm. And I was like, what on earth? I'm looking around and turns out when I set down my screwdriver, which is a magnetic screwdriver, they went clipped onto the screwdriver. Yep. So they're on the screwdriver in my hand.
Yeah.
And I'm looking around the floor. That's a
recurring problem when one is opening stuff. Either there is a few screws missing, or you have a few screws left over. And when you have a few them left over, sometimes you can't figure out where they're going because you can't see anywhere that doesn't have a screw.
See, Solbu, this is what drives me nuts. Everything that you order these days comes like this.
Yes, definitely.
So this is from something that I assembled today. These are the leftover remnants, right?
Well, that means you didn't assemble it correctly if you've got it flipped over.
No, it doesn't. What it means is that there are options. So this is, okay, if you want to do it this way, here's the screws to use. If you want to do it this way, here's the screws to use. If you want to do it this way or this way, there's four different ways you can assemble it. So now I'm left with all these useless screws.
Well, at least you got your part. At least you got your kit, whatever it was. I just got a package from Amazon. It was an empty envelope. The envelope had nothing in it.
It must have went through the USPS.
It did, but the problem was that the envelope, and I don't want to show it to you because it's got all kinds of details on the address label and stuff, but you can tell that the envelope was never sealed properly at the depot. So it was open. So whatever was inside it, and I know what was inside it, but what was inside it just fell out, either at the warehouse or on its way. I don't think I'll ever see it again. But
so
I
didn't buy Amazon Air, huh?
I did buy Amazon Air. It's just not inside the. It's just not inside the envelope.
It escaped.
So I left seller feedback with Amazon, but I don't know if I'll get a replacement.
I think we should start a thing, Robbie, that was instruction manual, because I can put one out for you. I bought an Astra 5-band vertical, and the PDF folder didn't come with it. I had to go and online on it to look for it, and the thing was absolutely impossible to go and work out what they're talking about. Like that, they had five different versions, and they're all mixed up, and you could work out which one it was what, and everything else.
So speaking of instruction manuals, are you proud of me?
You're actually reading an instruction manual?
Yeah, I followed it.
Jeff would be proud of you, Robbie.
I always read the manuals for the things I buy. I remember the first VCR that I bought, and I read it before I started.
So you could watch a video.
So you got to be able to program the timer on those things.
In the first VCR I had, it was not apparent from the remote control or the box, or it had a code that you could enter that would render it impossible to change the state. You can set it to start playing, and then you could enter a code, and then you could not stop the thing short of yanking the power. And you had the power, and if you didn't have the power out for more than 4 hours, then it would still remember the, so you could, you still couldn't. So you could put a lock on it, and then your kids could start playing movies in the middle of the night or when you were at home or something.
Crazy. Well, guys, I've let this go on a little bit longer than usual, but just because it's too much fun chatting with you. But I hope you have a wonderful week. I will see you Wednesday. I'm eager to be here doing the show. I've got a lot still to set up.
When's the next Zoom meeting?
Next Sunday. Yeah. So check the website. Yeah. We'll be here again Sunday. I want to hear that you've got everything done, but you've done it successfully and safely, Peter. And to the rest of you, everybody have a wonderful week, and we'll see you on the coffee break next Sunday and on Category 5 Technology TV this Wednesday. See you then.
Bye. Guys, whenever.
Bye.
Bye, guys.